Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Tonight we have a special edition with our guest, Katara Jordan, the director of Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley. Welcome, Katara.
Thank you, Greg, for having me.
You bet. Yeah. Katara, you're a new member of the staff, but not new to the area. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I've been in the Valley for a while. I live, work, my children go to school in the Valley. So this is definitely home. But I found a new family at the food bank in March of this year.
And it's important to be local, I think, especially with this position, because you need to know where to concentrate your efforts.
Absolutely.
Now, you started when?
I started March, I believe, 28th. So the first week of the COVID pandemic is when I started.
An auspicious time to begin your job.
Yeah, to say the least.
Nothing like getting dropped into the fire.
I wouldn't have had it any other way. I think I've learned the most I've learned ever in life during these last 6 months. I've worked the hardest I've ever worked in my life during these last 6 months. I have been able to feed more people than ever during these last 6 months. So I am very grateful for my experience thus far.
How did you come about getting this job?
So I have a background in sales, actually. And I knew it was time, always a love for agriculture, the land. I'm a master gardener through Penn State. So I always had a tie to that aspect of food and the insecurity around it and the food apartheid that plagues black and brown communities. So that's always been a real interest of mine. But I was in a sales field.
Sure.
And making money and moving along. And I don't know if it was an epiphany, but I knew it was time for me to move into my passion and what I wanted to do. And I have done some work with the seed farm over, you know, the last couple of years, mm-hmm. just going up there and volunteering. And I had found out that the seed farm was now partnered with Second Harvest Food Bank. Wow, that is it. That's how you feed more people. So I just loved the vision and the idea around that. I researched both companies. I really dug into them. I need to be a part of this. And the role opened for the director position in March. And, you know, my background in running a team and my understanding of policy around food and the systems fit right in.
Congratulations.
So it's good.
And one
Thank
of the reasons
you.
Why
Thank
we're
you.
So excited to have you on today is because we are in the middle of our fund drive. And for every $100 donated to WDIY, Valley National Financial Advisors donates 21 meals to Second Harvest.
That's beautiful.
And over the past few years, Valley Financial Advisors has donated 69,000 meals to the organization. So they're a very important component to what we're doing in our drive and being our drive partner to aid Second Harvest Food Bank. For those who have not been inside the building, it's huge. Could you take us through what it's like to go on a tour?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, describe the freezers. Describe
Of course.
The rollers.
So you walk into the space, and of course we have our admin part up front, you know, where all the office people are. But I always say all the action happens in the warehouse. So once you open our doors to our 65,000 square foot facility, it is lined with racks and racks of product, from canned corn to boxes of cereal to bottles of water. You walk back into our second warehouse where we have our cooler freezer unit. So we just wrapped up a large campaign, our Fresh Forward campaign. We raised $525,000 with, you know, contributions from donors and different corporations around the area to be able to double our storage for perishable product. So that's eggs, that's cheese, that's milk, that's all the things we want our community to eat. So the fact that we're able to, you know, build these massive units, and that work started, I believe, the first week of April. So it was beautiful to actually watch the full project come together. So now we have these two massive, you know, cooler freezer units in the back, and they are full to the top with grapes and plums and meats and cheese, and it's a wonderful, wonderful sight, especially in this moment.
We want to give a shout out to Alan Jennings and his folks at CACLV. They've been very instrumental in helping Second Harvest get off the ground years ago, always doing a terrific job for the community. So you talk about perishables. My biggest question when I took a tour was, how do you keep this from spoiling, which means how fast you have to turn the food?
That's one thing, thank goodness, we don't have to deal with much. Our food comes in and goes out so quickly. The need is so high that it's hard for us to keep up. It's not about it spoiling. Some days we're taking off of one truck and putting it into inventory and putting it right back on a truck so that it can go out. So that's the very least of our worries here. Thank goodness, you know, in this moment. But the need is so high. And we service, as you know, six counties. So we have food going all the way up north to Pike and Wayne. And then, of course, our counties down here in Lehigh and Northampton and all in between.
There are loading docks that you see just like in a warehouse where trucks back up at truck level. And pallet movers of food is coming in and out. And this is all donated.
All donated.
How many volunteers do you have?
Absolutely. Oh, we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. We would not be able to do what we do without our volunteers. So our network agency, so who we work with, our pantries, our schools, our soup kitchens, they are all run by volunteers. So during this time of COVID, these were not paid employees that were coming out and dealing with these long lines of people. This is not people who are these are volunteers that understand how important food is for everyone to have access to. So we appreciate them. We have volunteers come into our warehouse and pack our 2,300 senior boxes every month. We have volunteers that help us with our military share program. We would not be able to do what we do without the help of our volunteers. So if you have any organizations that want to volunteer, please reach out. We are here and available.
And we'll break that down, but let's talk about the various organizations, because you do have almost communities of organizations that come in and they will donate a day or donate 3 hours and come in and take over.
Giant was here for Hunger Action Month in September. Giant came out, I believe, 3 days, and they donated a ton of food. They had all types of staff here from around the state. I'm talking high-level Giant employees down to regular workers in the grocery stores. And it was a beautiful sight. Like, they come out, it's a team-building event for your organization. They love the feel of being able to help and support their community in a different way. We have our music going in the back, and we are just packing boxes nonstop. So those opportunities are always open. And like I said, from Giant to PPL employees that come out, we work with a ton of United Way has a group that comes, a ton of different array of people. We do small restaurants in the area. If you want your team to come on over, we always need the help. So it is here.
To make a donation to this drive, go to WDIY.org or call 610-758-8810. Once again, WDIY.org or call 610-758-8810. For every $100, Valley Financial Advisors will be donating 21 meals to Second Harvest. So please make a donation. If a group wants to become a helper, donate some time, how do they do this?
Well, you can definitely visit our website. We always send people directly there. There's a volunteer link. We actually have a volunteer coordinator that works with the volunteer center in the Lehigh Valley, and she is working to solidify different groups to come in for different projects. We have some weekend slots available, so we would be more than welcome. We would love to send out the information. I'll make sure you have it, Greg, so you can post it to your site as well.
Terrific. So when a local company wants to make a donation of food, for example, how do they do that?
A lot of our food, actually, during COVID, we had to be careful with food donations because we understand that this is a real pandemic and we have to protect both our community and our operation in-house. So we had to stop food donations at one point from, you know, individuals or small stores. We have picked up on that again, so we're very excited to be able to receive those products. We are sending people who call in, I have a donation, we're sending them to their closest pantry so they're able to support and help the pantry in their area. But then if we have large box stores or places like Giant and Whole Foods, Trader Joe's just sent a huge donation, we are taking those. So they can contact us. They have our operations information. We are more than welcome to accept those donations.
How do you imagine COVID has changed your job, even though you didn't come into a normal situation?
We ended our fiscal year in July, and last fiscal year, I believe that they distributed 9.8 million pounds of food. This fiscal year, we closed out at 11.6 million pounds, and most of those pounds were distributed from March until July. So we did a ton of work. I mean, it's been nonstop. And like I said, just trying to also build up the operation while you're distributing at the same time is tough. You know, we have to make sure that we have the manpower in-house to be able to keep up with the need and the demand. And we were successful and able enough, and we are pushing along.
What could you use right now? Food, obviously. Donations, obviously. But what else could you use?
I would always say the top three are food, donations, and volunteers. Volunteers, like while, you know, we have those hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, we understand that people are out of work and things have changed and it's been a little more tough and people are afraid and scared to come out. So we can always, we're always looking for new groups to sign up and who are willing and who are back at work. So I would say food, of course, monetary donations, and then volunteers.
And you don't need to be a member of a large group if you have some time off.
Parents are bringing children. So if you're 16 or older, you can bring your, you know, your children out. They love to do it during the day. It builds some self-confidence in them. So, yes, you do not have to be a part of a large team.
I don't think anybody ever leaves Second Harvest after donating their time and helping to move or pack food, and they don't feel good. I mean, I think they feel great when they leave.
I feel great every day I leave. I do. I can definitely say that. I'm tired, and we're a little stretched thin, but I feel great every day.
But this is an opportunity for you to help your community, and the amount of food that you see move through there is, well, at least heartwarming, right? It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
When you leave, what do you think about when you go home?
I mean, my constant thought is I want to make sure that we didn't forget a small child. That an elder is not sitting in her home and does not have a box or staples or the bare essentials. I'm more so thinking of the people that we weren't able to reach. I thrill and get blown away by the number of people that we do reach, but I still know that there is so many more. The lines are still very, very long. There's so many families that are new to this whole process. Unemployment rate is higher than ever before. That goes hand in hand with food insecurity and what is happening. So it's scary still in this moment, even though we are doing the best that we can. It is still a very scary realization.
We're almost finished with our first segment. When we come back, we're going to dig into some of the various programs that you do have. We are speaking with Katara Jordan, the director of Second Harvest Food Bank here at WDIY.
This is Operations Director Neil Heaver inviting you to join us as a new member, renew your membership, or add in an extra gift during this, our fall membership drive. There's two ways to do it. You can call 610-758-8810. That number is available 24 hours a day. You can also go online 24 hours a day to wdiy.org. Our basic membership starts at $60 and goes up from there. You can also make a pledge that is taken out of your account each month. We call it an evergreen contribution. It could be $5, $10, $20, whatever is comfortable for you. This fall, we are supporting the Second Harvest Food Bank, care of Valley National Financial Advisors. For every $100 we receive, Second Harvest Food Bank is able to provide an additional 21 meals to people here in the Lehigh Valley in need. Again, our number, 610-758-8810, or online at wdiy.org. And as always, we say thank you.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. We are speaking with Katara Jordan, the director of Second Harvest Food Bank. This is our drive, the WDIY drive. If you'd like to make a contribution, go to WDIY.org. Once again, WDIY.org, or call 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. For every $100 donated during the drive, Valley Financial Advisors, our co-sponsor, will donate 21 meals to the Second Harvest Food Bank. Over the past several years, we have, together with Valley Financial Advisors, donated over 69,000 meals. Katara, let's talk about food costs during the pandemic. What's happened? What's happening? Distribution, food costs.
The cost of food has absolutely skyrocketed. Prices, you know, through our wholesale vendors are up 40, 45%. Than where they were just a couple of months ago. Mass buying at the grocery store has really led to like dramatic tightening all the way up the food industry supply.
You didn't say 4.5. You said 45%.
Oh, 45%.
Which puts the squeeze on people in need who need to eat.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And this is because of hoard buying or...
the mass buying was a huge part of it. I mean, we're just having a difficult time finding food to buy. Our dollar just doesn't stretch as far as it used to. So things hopefully are starting to pan out as the months move forward, but it was very, very tight there for a moment. So we're making up a lot of that lost time.
So do you see some decline in the pricing now?
We do. So we've slightly seen, yes, a lot of our vendors that we work with through, you know, the crisis in the beginning and middle stages, they understand where we are. We have that connection there. They understand who we need to feed and why it is so important in this moment. And we have been seeing a decrease. Absolutely.
So let's make the connection. Second Harvest had their food prices go up 45%, and you're trying to feed how many people?
As many as we can. Over 60,000 per month, hoping to hit 12 million this year. But the numbers, I don't think, matter. We just need to continue to keep pushing out. I don't want people to get wrapped up. The need is there. We know that as a community. How do we continue to make this a sustainable thing where we don't run out? We don't have issue of, you know, short inventory.
So this is really a one day at a time mission. You really can't look at the larger picture. You just have to make sure that you're doing the best job that you can do every day.
Every single day. I talk to my guys and my team. This is about what we come in the door with every day and how we leave out.
Talk a little bit about the Seed Farm collaboration, if you would.
So the Seed Farm, it provides training opportunities, access to land and equipment, and it's a business startup assistance to emerging farmers, on our 42-acre farm in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. It is a beautiful, beautiful space. It is led by our coordinator, Lindsay, and it is just a wonderful, wonderful addition to what we are doing here. We really hope to grow it into something where, you know, our community can use it as an event space, where we're able to have trainings there, where we're able to grow and produce for the community. So it is a very good addition to what we are doing here.
And it's fresh.
That is the direction we are moving in, a fresh forward direction. It's our newest initiative. We want to increase the distribution of fresh, healthy food to our network. It's not about boxes and cans. It's about produce, perishables, eggs, cheese, the things that are wholesome meats that people need to thrive in our community, not just live. We need to help our community thrive, and that's what we're here to do.
Talk a little bit about the Military Share Program.
Yeah, so our Military Share Program, it actually provides military families with pantry staples and fresh groceries for a month's time. So that our first distribution, actually, we had revamped our Military Share Program. We wanted to make sure we were really reaching the families that needed it, and we will be doing our first distribution up in Monroe County, actually, in November. So we are very excited for that.
And how did this get started?
The Military Share Program?
Right.
We just understood that there was a need, so we try to focus, and it's my job to evaluate the community and what areas of our populations are really suffering or in poverty. And we knew that our military demographic needed some love and care. You know, they're struggling, and how do we better serve them? And we developed this program around it and have been funded and pushed through, and we are excited.
Community nutrition. This really starts at a young age.
Yes, yes.
Talk about how important it is to properly nourish young people at an early age.
It's the most important. It is our job. It is proven that these young minds cannot thrive and learn and retain information without having a well-balanced diet. I mean, our community nutrition brings nutrition education to schools, after-school programs, community groups, food pantries. So we really try to touch. And it's not even just touching the child. It's touching the parents. The parents, how do we educate them on why it is so important? So that is a huge part of what we do. We put a lot of money into that program so we are able to reach as many people as possible. Most people just don't know. They have no idea what they need to eat or why or how this affects them. So we make sure that when we are ordering different foods that we choose things like plantains and we choose things like eggplant and we give them recipes along with it. Some people have never even touched an eggplant. They have no idea of where they come from or what to do with it. So we try to walk them through. This is what it is. This is what it's good for. This is how you and your family can enjoy it. This is how you can grow it, ultimately. How can we empower people through the food that we give them?
When a family needs food, what can they typically pick up, or what do you put in a box? How do you determine what is a well-rounded pickup for a family?
So we now actually are offering a choice program. So a lot of our pantries are choice pantries. And like I said, it's about empowering them. It's not packing boxes and handing them stuff we think they should have. It's them coming into a pantry and having options, being able to look at the different types of starches and choose what works best for their family. And next to the starches, we have, you know, of course, the whole grain starch is going to be better for you here, and we're educating them at the same time. So these are no longer lines of just people outside and fill in dehumanate. You know, we want to really enrich them through our process of distributing food. So that's what we are working towards.
That's so important, and, because the needs of a person who might be 65 are certainly different than a person who is in their 40s with a family.
There you go. There you go.
Your backpacks of food. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, so our Backpack Buddies program, this is actually a program that has been around for years. I grew up utilizing this program, and, you know, the fact that it provides a supply of food to get kids through the weekend until they return to school on Monday is huge. It is huge. If you knew the number of children in our community that relied on the meals that they received from the school daily, that's, again, the scary part of where chartering these waters where students are home during the day. So how can we make sure they're getting more food from the pantries, because they're not in school to be able to receive that breakfast or that lunch? So how can we change what we are doing in a quick enough way, efficient enough way to be able to serve and meet the need of today?
Do you have any idea how many people, I know you try to get all this stuff done, and you know, you live for the day and do a great job. How many children or students are now needing food because they're not getting it at school?
I don't have the numbers on there, and it would probably scare us to see them. But like I said, if the increase has jumped to 40 to 45% at our pantries, on the pantry level where the parents go and the families go to get their food, we would probably scale the children around there as well. The increase has increased around 40 to 45% for students needing it.
How much food do you move through your facility in a day?
Ooh.
Tons. It's got to be tons.
Yeah. Hundreds of pounds of food a day. Hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food a day. I just was doing my report, Pounds of Food Distributed in September, and it was 1,025 pounds of food.
Wow.
In 1 month.
Have you ever found yourself in a position where you didn't have enough? If somebody came by Second Harvest Food Bank where you just didn't have enough food?
Never. 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 Or, you know, we would never, thank goodness, we have never experienced that the whole life of our existence here. And Alan Jennings makes that known. You know what I mean? That is a huge part of what we are doing. We will never turn away anyone that needs. We will find it some way. We will pull from somewhere. We will make sure that our community is fed best way we can.
Would you like to shout out a few organizations that are so reliable that they need to be recognized?
Oh, my goodness. We have so many great contacts. Like I said, Giant is wonderful. They have been an outstanding partner through COVID. We can shout out United Way. They have been nonstop and, you know, just pushing. How can we help? How can we be there? How can we assist? Of course, our parent network, Community Action, we would not be able to do what we do or distribute to whoever we distribute to without their support and guidance. Of course, our parent network, Feeding America. We've gotten so many resources, and me just being a new director, they have really guided me in the direction I need to be moving during this time.
During this, our fall drive, for every $100 donation you make to WDIY, Valley Financial Advisors is going to donate 21 meals to Second Harvest Food Bank. And once again, over 69,000 meals have been delivered. Go to WDIY.org. Once again, WDIY.org, or call 610-758-8810 to help everybody out. Take us to the future. What do you see coming down the pike here in the next year?
I don't see a stop. I don't think that this is going to be the end. I think even if, you know, COVID slows down, I think the need is still going to be there. Like I said, the unemployment rate goes hand in hand with what we do in food distribution, and it is very, very high at the moment. People and families are in need. So we hope to just keep our efforts moving forward. We hope that people understand that we need their volunteer groups to keep coming out so that we can continue to do what we do. We hope that people continue to donate and contribute however they have been, so we can do as best as we can here. We hope to, at one point, we want our numbers to be gone. We don't want food banks to exist. Like, that's not the point. We want everyone right. to live fulfilling, stable lives and be able to, you know, supply for their families. So we hope to one day not even be relevant. But for the moment, we are going to push through and continue to feed the families that need us most.
Again, if you can make a donation to Second Harvest Food Bank, this is the majority of the money that they collect goes right to the food, right to the distribution, right to the families in need. What would you like people to know? We've got a few minutes left here.
Mm-hmm.
Make the pitch.
Well, I would just say that, of course, overall, you know that we distribute food, provide that nutrition education. We advocate to end hunger and to promote food justice. Like, that is huge in our mission and what we do here. We provide food to a network of 200 nonprofit agencies in all six of our counties. Collectively, Second Harvest, we serve over 60,000 people each month. As I said, last year, we distributed 11.2 million pounds of food. As you know, our food comes from grocery stores, food manufacturers, government sources, community food drives, so we are thankful. We are absolutely thankful for our partnerships with WDIY, for our partnerships with all our community-based programs, our partnerships with the nonprofits in the area. And like I said, we would not be able to do what we do without the contributions and donations from our community.
And what is your website if people want to learn more?
Thankful. Please, please visit our website. It's SHFBLV, that's Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley, .org. All our information is located there. Our volunteer opportunities are located there. Please reach out.
Katara Jordan, you are a great advocate and director of the Second Harvest Food Bank. Your enthusiasm ought to convince people to hit that website and make a contribution and to get involved and help feed hungry people in the Lehigh Valley. Once again, Absolutely. This is our fall drive. If you'd like to make a donation to WDIY, you can go to WDIY.org or call 610-758-8810. And thank you to Valley Financial Advisors, who are co-sponsoring this drive. For every $100 you donate, 21 meals are given to Second Harvest Food Bank. Katara, thank you very much. Thank you very much
for being here. Thank you very much, Greg, you and your team.
It's been a pleasure to host you on Every Main Street. You are listening to WDIY.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.